Monday morning to you. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break. Doug with you this Monday morning. Hope your day is going well. Today we're going to pick up with a couple of verses still in James chapter 3. We are quickly moving to the end of that chapter. Won't be another day or so. But today we're going to look at James chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. So if you have your copy of God's Word, turn with me to James 3. Remember, we're talking about boasting on Friday of last week. We talked about being envious, jealousy, and all this within the perspective of wisdom. So we're continuing that idea today. All right, let's get started. Verse 15. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. Wow, this is kind of getting some intensity with the language that James is using. So we are dealing with envy, we're dealing with strife, we're dealing with jealousy, depending on what translation that you have. Those items are indicators that that person's wisdom is not from the Lord, but is rather fleshly. It is earthly. It's unspiritual. And even it says it's demonic or from the devil. So if we have those items in our heart, envy, jealousy, self-ambition, James says it only produces disorder. It only produces confusion. It only produces evilness in our day-to-day activities. And a truly wise person does not seek glory, does not seek gain, but rather he is gracious and giving in all that he does. So there's a lot here. So think about your work, first of all. And maybe you are a believer, and I hope so. I hope that you are. And think about how we act on Sundays versus how we act the rest of the week. Maybe on Sundays we just keep our mouth shut and sit in the pew. I don't know. Maybe we proclaim that Christ is Lord from our lips in song and in word. Maybe we're a Sunday school teacher. Maybe any part of those things could be true. But then Monday, all the way through Friday or Saturday, our mouths are full of jealousy, strife, and envy. We don't like what another has. We want to be able to have that promotion. We want that item for ourselves. Maybe somebody was fortunate enough to get a new house or a new car, and we're jealous and we're envious of that. James is saying, that's not from the Lord. That's satanic. And those actions do not produce continuity of community, but rather division. So this serves at a time, right here in today's passage, that we need to back up for just a little bit and look at what we say, how we say it, and to whom we say it to, and determine, is it from the Lord or is it from Satan? It can't be in the middle. It's one or the other. So think on these things today, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.